Yes, it is your pal, the critic, with the DA of Charleston Law. He is everywhere. It is David Ehler.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Now, DA, I must apologize first because I did not make it to your Christmas party. I had a good reason, though. We had a previous engagement at the South Carolina Stingrays, who I know you are heavily involved with. First of all, what did I miss at the Christmas party?
I can't say that on the radio.
I knew it was going to be a good one. I wish I was there.
Well, listen, nothing wrong with being out of the Stingrays game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was a good time, too. And you got to go where the work calls you. But you and I will probably, we have our own party. So, you know, there'll be another one coming up.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Christmas, though, we're seeing a lot of people taking presents from porches. How much time can you get for, like, stealing people's packages?
I mean, you could literally, they could get to the point where they're charging people with, you know, high levels of burglary. So,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, I saw last night, unfortunately, on the news, someone had taken some flowers and some Christmas decorations out of a house in the Lowcountry, which is, you know, either you've got a really bad drug problem or you're just a terrible person.
Yeah, and you know, like, everybody has cameras now, too. Don't you realize that?
It was on video, actually, yeah. So, I mean, starting to figure out the images of these people. The officers are going to be working very diligently. In any place you live, you want it to be comfortable. But when people start getting that close to your home with your family, your loved ones there, it's taken very seriously within the law. So people need to think about what they're doing before they do it, because it's not a prank, and you could end up shot.
And once again, criminals, not the smartest people in the world.
Right, and a lot of times, unfortunately, criminal acts are done by people that are obviously, one, not thinking, and two, very desperate, but it can cause a lot of problems for you, particularly if the person at the home has some sort of security system and also along with that has a firearm.
Now, or have you heard of any like Christmas scams, telephone scams, or anything like that?
You know, you see some of those more now. We've moved into, of course, the digitized world over the last decade or so. So you definitely see those related to, hey, you know, you've got a FedEx package. We need your information here so that you can get it for, and then you'll put in your personal information. So it's much more online than it was, of course, 10 or 15 years ago. Also on that same level is sort of sham charities, Christmas charities.
Yes.
They'd be for the homeless or unfortunate situations with families or whatever. So you really want to make sure you research, understanding it's a time of giving for everybody and people have the right idea in mind and they have the heart to do it. But if you don't sort of do the back looking to where you're doing it, you end up maybe giving to somebody that you would never want to give money to.
And we did mention the Stingrays. You're doing something great all season long with the Rays.
Yeah, we're doing a Kids Corner there. It's an excellent program that they put together, and we, of course, love being a part of it. Different kids from the Lowcountry through different churches, schools, and different things like that that normally maybe wouldn't have the means or the transportation to get out to the games. We make sure they get there and have fun at the game, which how can you not have fun at the Stingrays game, and get a little exposure to something that they may otherwise never seen before or haven't seen that often.
And what are the law offices of David Ehler also doing during the Christmas season?
We've got several different events. We've got a car show on Friday at the Honky Tonk this Friday the 15th.
Cool.
Crunch Out Cancer over the Container Bar, which is a great new spot if you haven't been out there, over on right off Rutledge Avenue on Mount Pleasant Street beside Rutledge Cab on Saturday. It's a great event for a personal friend of mine who was stricken with cancer. And then also Royal American does their great oyster roast on Saturday. So a lot of good stuff going on Saturday. The oyster roast over at Charleston Harbor Resort and the one over at Morgan Creek. So now we just got to keep our fingers crossed for this rain.
Oh, I know. But since I didn't come to your Christmas party, we'll make it up this weekend. I'll be hanging out with you.
That sounds like a plan. Also Sunday, the one last one over at Tin Roof, a benefit. Helps with Yanoa Rescue, and that is Sunday afternoon at 10 Roots. It's called the Jingle Bang, and it should be a good time.
DavidEhler.com, 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Two offices, downtown on Broad Street, North Charleston, Leeds Avenue, since 2007. I know the Riders Law Group Rolling Bike Night, we have ended those for 2018. Are you already setting up 2019?
We're setting up 2019. We're also between now and March. When we start Rolling Bike Night, we'll have a lot of events that we sponsor with trying to get riders out there and, of course, raise money for different charities. And while the events lessen a little bit, when it cools down a little bit, there'll still be some fun stuff. So just check our website out.
DavidEhler.com. You have a great holiday season. We'll hang out this weekend and all through the month of December, and we'll get those Rolling Bike Nights going again. And give David a call, 843-310-4900. Anything else for the Christmas season?
Just be safe, be smart, and enjoy your time with your friends and family. Obviously, sometimes it can be a little stressful related to traffic or present buying or just having to be around your brother you don't like. So be careful what you do. There'll still be a lot of police enforcement out, and it doesn't mean that you can't have a good time. You just got to be smart about it. Otherwise, if you need anything, we'll be here.
He is the DA of Charleston Law. It is the great David Ehler on the sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.